Okay. This, I promise, will be my final recording. But I want to make one thing clear before I continue. I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to say, I'm so sorry. I'm here to speak my opinion. You know the story of Rosa Parks. You know the story of Martin Luther King. You know all these different people that spoke out. Because the behavior that our society was exhibiting, segregating the blacks from the whites, was not right. Today when I was in class, I felt like, I felt like a homeless man walking down Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. Seriously, I felt so out of place because nobody wanted to be my partner. And you would think the school teaches you about these things, about all the different wars, yet we still have so many religious crusades. We still have so much racism. We have so much of that. You knew what it did to people. You were a human being. How would you feel in that position? The way I've always seen it is, you know, God made people different. Because God loves diversity. He loves uniqueness. He's a very creative God. He's, of course, our creator. But there's so much diversity in this world, and people cannot see the beauty in it. People can't. And yet we're here in the workplace, and we have to adapt to society. Just like my parents always said, because I never turned the lights on when I was sitting by myself. For me, I was just being practical. Well, why waste electricity? They always used to get on me, if you're not using the television, turn it off. Well, if I'm not using the lights, turn it off, because I don't need it. But their response is, you live in a sighted world. And that was their response. That was what they had to say to me. You live in a sighted world. And my response is, well, if somebody wants to turn the damn light on, let them turn it on. We've had to adapt to so many rules in society because nobody wants to accept that you can't accept that a person is different. It really is unfair. It's not just blindness, but, you know, it really kind of made me think today about the civil rights movement, about all the people that were mistreated, all the people even before then that were enslaved. You had the people who were the masters and the slave. In my opinion, no one is above or below anyone. No one should walk in front or behind anyone. This is why the world is the way that it is. And this is not a complaint. This is an honest to God truth. We need to stand as a united nation. We are the United States of America. There are so many laws now. There needs to be an understanding of each other because this is how the world got to be the way that it is. This is how it got to be so corrupted. Because nobody can accept that the fact that there are different people. We need to accept that. And we need to respect one another. We need to stand together. Accept everybody. Accept their ideas. You know, prompting this whole thing about nobody picking me as a partner, that prompted the discussion, the thought, the idea. We need to accept one another. We need to love one another, gentlemen and ladies. We need to. Because God loved us. And he still does. What kind of nation is this? We were built on these religious principles. Why? Why are we going against it? 26. It's not right. I really believe that we should just accept and love one another. Have compassion for one another. And even if you're not a person who believes in God, you should still have compassion for one another. You may have a lot of hate in your heart, but I can guarantee you there's nothing good about hate. Love is what makes